Jane from PiratePods.com, and I'm outside the loft at UC San Diego with some of the guys from Rah Rah Riot.
I'm Milo, and I play guitar in that band.
Hello, this is Matt. I play bass.
It looks like nonstop for over a year now. How do you guys stay entertained or keep your sanity from having to be in such close proximity with the same people?
Well, everyone in the band has gotten really into The Wire. That's a really good, you know, show to get totally engrossed in. I think some people in the band have watched the entire series multiple times, including this guy. So there's a lot of a lot of DVD watching, music listening, stuff like that, you know, a lot of reading,
seeking out good restaurants in, yes, whatever city we're in, and
yes, that helps morale so much, can't be overstated.
Is there some place you guys have been to that really sticks out in your mind, you'd like to go back?
I'll let you have it.
Funny you should ask that. One of our favorite restaurants is in San Diego, and I think we're going to it right after this interview. Yeah, it's called The Linkery. It specializes in local and organic food, particularly sausages, handmade, and a great, great beer selection. And one of the main chefs is this guy's brother.
The listeners so. Can't hear you pointing. But.
This guy right next to me. So, that's one kind of cool thing about, you know, touring a lot, going to the same cities multiple times. You start to, you know, even though you're in a different place every day, you start to get a feel for each city and, you know, have, like, places that you always want to go back to. So it helps, you know, it helps to have, like, a bit of a routine like that, kind of. But, yeah, I cannot wait to go to the Linkery.
Are there any lessons that you guys have learned from being on the road so much?
Keep your valuables with you at all times.
Yes. Lessons we've learned the hard way.
Yeah. we've gotten robbed multiple times. Only in Canada, it seems to be. Mm-hmm. But,
I don't know if that's a lesson in itself, but we'll just let listeners decide.
Other lessons?
Vitamins. It's good to take vitamins. Easy way to stay healthy on the road, particularly B vitamins. Gives you energy.
Stop at Whole Foods whenever possible. Eat healthily, if possible.
Yeah. Everything is food-related for us. All of our lessons and all of our favorite places and all of our... Yeah. It's all about food.
All right, well, I'll try to answer this one about food. What made you two want to pursue music seriously?
We just wanted a job where we could do a lot of traveling and sample lots of food everywhere. You know, the two of us, well, actually everyone in the band had always been in bands, you know.
Or orchestras.
Or orchestras, yeah. And, you know, when we got together with this band, it was just supposed to be like a fun little project for while we were at school, and then it ended up...
It was supposed to last for 3 months, and yeah. we're 3 years old now, so who would have thunk?
Yeah, it was just so much fun that first semester at school that we played together, so we decided to see how far we could take it, and...
Then some of us graduated, and the prospect of finding jobs was not quite as appealing as traveling and playing music for people, so...
Yeah, so we're just trying to keep it going as long as possible, because it's a lot of fun.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah.
Are there any side projects, or... anything else you'd like to pursue outside of music or in the future?
Outside of music? Someday I'd like to go back and get my graduate degree and teach at a university. I got my degree in architecture, so I kind of put that whole thing on hold for the time being. So.
Yeah, I'd like to go back and get my actual degree, because I'm one of the people who left school early to be in the band, but... Yeah, I was an art student, and I really like to get back into painting and stuff when I have the time. It's cool, because everyone's majors pretty much in the band had nothing to do with music, aside from the girls. who were, you know, obviously classical musicians. But yeah, like Wes is, he was a biology major, so I'm sure he wants to do like some scientific. I have a physics major. So whatever, it's all the same. All science. It's all weird.
You are.
Yeah, architecture, art, yeah, so. Fortunately, we don't have time at all, really, to pursue anything else, but, yeah, this is good enough in the meantime.
Okay.
This is great enough.
Well, obviously, you guys don't have to do this now, but if you were to place an ad in the classifieds trying to promote yourselves or get a gig, what would the selling point be?
I think we would just put the word fun in capital, bold letters, because that's why we started the band, and that's why we're continuing the band, to have fun. So, yeah, if people wanted to have fun, they could come see us, hopefully.
We had much more, anything worth losing, pleasing you. When I look in your eyes, well, what am I supposed to do? When I look in your eyes, when I look in your eyes, we have forgotten so much in fun.
Is there something that you feel so passionate about that you would participate in a riot for?
Oh, that's a great question. I get really, really worked up. I mean, I'm a pretty relaxed individual, but I get really worked up about hockey. And
so if the Boston Bruins won, what?
It's called the Stanley Cup.
Yes. Then you would participate in the riot.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm particularly getting into it this year because they're having a huge renaissance this year. The franchise is back on top of the league. It's great, so that's something I get pretty passionate about.
What about you?
I don't know. I don't really have an answer to that.
You get upset about like bad architecture.
I don't see how that would incite a riot.
Picture you. Well, Frank Gehry was going to build a huge building in Geneva, I could picture you rioting in protest.
Well, there are worse things being built there currently, so.
Okay.
That's for another time.
The economy is sort of down right now. Everyone's really depressed. Have you noticed a change in the music scene because of that, and how are you guys reacting to it?
Yeah, we were kind of worried about that, but it's only been getting better for us. I mean, in terms of attendance at the shows and like merch sales, I think.
But it might have gone better.
More better.
Yeah. More faster.
Yeah, maybe.
If it wasn't for this economic situation.
Yeah. But,
I mean, many of our friends, the ones that are lucky enough to still have their jobs, you know, are just kind of hanging on by a thread. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So it affects us in that way. Socially.
Yeah. I think people still like to go out and see music when they can, because it's kind of an affordable luxury, I guess. Go to like one show a week, maybe, I don't know, so. But, yeah, we haven't been making very much money.
So. Well, you've been able to play on a handful of the late night talk shows. How's it like to be able to watch yourself on some of those iconic TV programs?
For me, it was a huge, it was really surreal for me, because I had been watching Conan. I was a huge Conan fan for like years and years, and then to finally be on the set and be playing, and then to see the show that night was really bizarre. When we did Letterman, I've never really watched Letterman, so that wasn't as big of a deal for me.
That's weird.
But yeah, Conan, like seeing us play on Conan, I've seen like so many of my favorite bands play on that show, and so many of my favorite celebs have been interviewed there. So, yeah.
Nice to breathe.
Celebs. Stands for celebrities. But, we were all, like, extremely nervous for Conan, because that was the first one we did, too. Yeah, it was awesome.
Aren't we doing one in a few days?
Doing one tomorrow. No. Doing one the day after tomorrow. Doing Craig Ferguson. So that'll be the third one, our first West Coast TV show. I don't know if he reads this or if he'll get this podcast, but I've never seen a single episode of the Late Late Show, so I don't really know what to expect from it. I think I hear he's funny.
I guess we'll find out.
Well, if Rah Rah Riot had a mascot, what would it be?
These are good questions.
Have we talked about this before?
Well, we had the idea that we would have Anthony Kiedis juggling for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That was like one of our... That was like a band inside joke from like 2.5 years ago. But we were like really all about it, like talking about it all the time. But if we had like a... Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know what a better mascot would be.
I don't think you can talk about that.
No, we'll just stick with Anthony Kiedis.
Anthony Kiedis juggling.
Well, in the past 3 years, do you guys have a favorite moment that sticks out being with the band?
I think there are a lot of favorite moments. It's sort of hard to choose, but like the first time we went to Europe or to the UK, that was really exciting. And playing in Iceland was amazing. And our first headlining show at the Bowery Ballroom in New York was definitely a milestone. South by Southwest. A lot of these times.
Yeah, recording the album in Bear Creek, Bear Creek Studios in Seattle.
I have not said
that. you said a lot of good ones. Yeah, there's been lots of great moments, all for different reasons, but yeah, we've been pretty lucky.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you guys want to be remembered as?
Heavy.
I have the rest of my life to figure that out.
I don't know. I like music that's fun to sing along to that you can always go back to and revisit and, you know, brings you back to a time in your life or certain feelings, and hopefully our music can and will do that for people.
And how will the Rah Rah Riot story end?
I don't know. We always say that we want to, like... We'll know when to quit when we, like, make the best possible album that we can make. You know, we want to quit while we're on top. But I feel like everyone has that idea, and that never happens. Usually bands just evolve into...
You too still thinks they're on top, making the best albums they've ever made.
Yeah, it remains to be seen. I hope it doesn't devolve into bitter infighting and drug abuse like most great bands do. You know, hopefully we'll have the presence of mind to quit over our head, like we plan on doing, so.
Yeah.
And then we'll all live in cool places and visit each other and have, like, family cookouts and reunions all the time. That'll be nice. A nice ending.
Well, you guys are about to meet up with Death Cab for some shows. I can imagine that's really exciting, but is there something else you're really looking forward to coming up?
Well... I am extremely excited about the Death Cab shows for sure, but I'm also excited about finishing that tour and having some time off because it's been a long time that we've been out on the road. So this summer is going to be mostly devoted to some R&R and writing new songs and working out new songs. So should be really good. But the tour is going to be awesome too.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we've got a lot of good stuff to look forward to. Yeah, we've got a lot of new song ideas that we're all really pumped about, so that'll be fun.
Okay. All right, and I have 3 questions I always ask my musicians at the end, and the first one is, do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
Computers.
Computers. Computers with a Z at the end, which means...
Awesome.
It means awesome or cool or, like, wacky.
Or any combination.
I think we found an urban dictionary, I think. I don't know where it came from, but we use that a lot.
It's like, that's computers.
Oh, man. That shit's computers. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard that one before.
Yeah. We're trying to spread the word.
Literally
spread the word, computers.
And what's your drink of choice?
I prefer a nice American barley wine.
And I, a strong, dark Belgian ale. Milo and I are amateur
beer connoisseurs.
We're trying to get into the beer world. And we actually, that's another footnote for how the Rah Rah Riot story will end, is that we will open a fine beer emporium/bar somewhere and serve our favorite beers to everybody.
And how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
Oh, I'm for it. I think it always looks good on people. You know, I always notice people's eyes. I always think it, you know, when it's done right, it's very good. But I've only worn it once ever, and I don't quite think it's right for me.
Was that for a music video?
It was for a music video. You can't really tell, but you know, if you were up close, you could see it. Yeah. I don't know. How do you feel about it?
I guess I am indifferent to it. I never thought about it.
I actually think, like, Pete Wentz, I think it works really well for him. For Billy Joe Armstrong, they can rock it okay, but it's not for me, I guess.
Do you guys have anything you'd like to say to close this out?
Go Bruins. And Obama.
Go Bruins and Obama.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this it? Wondering about them.